Hello everyone, welcome to the second chat about mental illness. With me today I've got Lewis Colshaw from Heyday. Hi Lewis.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Yeah, all good.
Awesome.
Tuesday.
So can I open with the question that I started with the previous one, and we'll be doing it ongoing, which is, what three things are you thankful for today?
Our first one is a kind of obvious one. It's always my friends, because I've just come off of a really good weekend, just around awesome people. It was really fun, and the fact that I get to work with many of them as well makes work fun too. Yeah,
always good to have a strong team.
Yeah, sure. I'm going home soon. And I'm kind of thankful for the opportunity to be able to do that, because living 12,000 miles away, I don't really get much interaction with the family. Particularly over Christmas, it means everyone's together.
Excellent.
So, yeah, pretty excited for that.
How are you going for?
Undecided. 3 to 5 weeks, depending on what goes on. And my mental health, because it's currently, I've recently been in far better shape than it has been for the past several years.
That's good to hear.
So, yeah.
Good. So you have depression, BPP, which is, remind me again?
BPD, borderline personality
disorder. BPD, borderline personality disorder, and insomnia. Mm-hmm. How long have you been dealing with these?
Depression really sort of kicked in when I was about 14, after 20 years. It's been far better the last few years. BPD, when I look back, there was probably signs of that from childhood. When you look at the behaviour with that, and sort of extremes of black and white, and sort of becoming almost fixated on things and intense relationships very quickly. But that's something I was only actually diagnosed with a couple of years ago, and upon being diagnosed, obviously was much easier to deal with, because I was trying to guess what was going on.
Yeah.
And insomnia or sleeping disorders just always really been a thing, but certainly probably more so in the last sort of 12 or 13 years. Probably kicked off a bit more actually when I started working in bars full time.
Yeah. They say, the hospitality industry has that effect of little to no sleep.
Yeah.
So it might be exasperated. So you're, say, 34?
Yep.
Yeah. So what support, if any, do you get, whether it's professional, friends, family?
It took me a while, probably too long, to get any professional help, especially sort of becoming ill when I was a teenager. And when I was a teenager, you didn't really have the information to hand that you do now. There's not lots of people campaigning for it. It's not all over the internet. So I was just being a problem child in the eyes of pretty much everyone. I sort of started looking at when it was really down to being my own responsibility in my 20s. My friends have always been, aware. And probably really the last 5 years since I moved over here, and been more open with talking about it, that I've had the right people around me that sort of will take the time to listen. And doing the video posts I do and the blogs I do, being quite open about it, has kind of really helped deal with it as well.
It's fantastic.
It's almost like self-therapy, really. The more I'm saying it out loud, the easier it has been to understand where I've been and sort of how far I've actually come. So the feedback from that and the support I get there, whether from really good friends or from people who become friends as a result of it, is sort of my main support, really.
Yeah. So do you get professional help now, or?
When I was much younger, seen a therapist briefly, but I just wasn't clicking with them at all. Something just didn't feel quite right with it. And I was on medication when I was younger, but not for too long. I think really, actually, I probably prolonged my suffering by sort of refusing some levels of help.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I'm kind of glad that I did, because for me personally, it's meant that the recovery has been me doing it. It's not been someone paid to do it or a product to help do it.
Yeah.
It's been longer, but it's been worth it in my eyes.
That's cool, yeah. Looking after yourself, or like doing it yourself, is probably your best fulfillment as well.
Yeah,
you know, because I don't like taking medication. It's just one, I don't want that in my system, and two, it's just masking what's
there. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's, you know, I would never say to anyone that I knew that was suffering to not do it. It's totally dependent on the person.
Yeah.
Some people it's easier to, some people prefer to. But yeah, for me myself, I'm glad I done it the way I did.
Good. How does this affect your day to day, both at work and in your personal life?
I think motivation is probably the biggest one it impacts. If I'm having a good day, I can get several days of work done.
Yeah.
If I'm not, then I don't really want to do anything, and I kind of have to really kick myself up the arse to do it. I think particularly now that I contract to people and essentially kind of really make my own hours, it's almost a bit harder to motivate yourself, because it's not like, oh, someone's done this, what do I know, I have to be here at this time. It's like, well, I can do it a bit later. So if I'm not particularly in the right headspace, it's hard to get a bit motivated. But then at the same time, there's the opposite side of that, and that if I do get motivated and do get stuff done, I'm like, yeah, that was all just because I decided to, not because anyone's told me to. And in my personal life, it's had a big impact on that from really the beginning. I lost a partner to suicide when I was 19, and that sort of had a long-term ripple effect. I was already not in the best mental state prior to that, and then the sort of grief that came with that really impacted the way I dealt with people in my personal life for a really long time. I still, I mean, essentially does now, just not to such a degree. I spend a lot of my personal time kind of looking at mental health things and talking about it, and I do sort of find that I tend to befriend people that may be going through a bit of a crisis unconsciously, I think, sort of. But I sort of recognise things in people, and
Well, because you've been through it, then
absolutely,
you want to help people.
Yeah, which I mean, I don't know if that's particularly healthy, but that's what I do, and so far as I know, haven't caused any harm as a result of it. I mostly have good days now, but sometimes I don't.
Yeah.
And at least now I'm kind of at a point where I know if my bad day is just a bad day, or if it's going to be a bad period, and that I have been open enough about it that the people closest to me also know and can kind of pull me up on my shit, really, and be like, you know, are you looking after yourself? You're behaving differently. So,
that's good. I like that. What helps you feel better then, if you're having a bit of a shit day?
I think the cliche one of just going and having a walk, really. Like, there's a spot on top of, I can't remember what it's called, Blue Water Cafe, the abandoned cafe on Oriental Bay.
Yeah.
It's just sort of go and sit up there for a couple of hours, listen to some music on my own, and just chill. It's kind of just, being out in a bit more of an open space, way slightly less concrete when you're looking out at the water, and just chilling by myself. It used to be that I would really just kind of hide away in my room, because now I tend to have gone the opposite way. I'll sort of, rather than just be like, oh, I'm in a bad mood, I'll actually just go around people that I know or can and do lift me a bit, because then it makes it, as soon as I'm around them and have a bit of a laugh, it kind of shakes me out of it a bit, whereas when you do go and hide away a bit, you can kind of spend a bit too much time with your own thoughts, and
when
they're not positive ones, it's not the best place to be.
That could just be a downward spiral at times.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I've seen that happen to before to some mates. It's not obviously pretty for the person, and it's not pretty for you to see them do that.
Yeah.
You know. Do you have any advice for people dealing with similar illnesses?
I think you've got to look at yourself. There is a difference between just having a bad week, everyone has them, whatever their mental health is, and between being ill. Like, I think some people throw the word depression around a bit too loosely. Like, oh, I'm really depressed. Oh, you're just actually just not having a good day, you know? Like, take it a bit more seriously. The information is out there. If you're having more bad weeks than you are good, if you're finding it harder to get out of bed more frequently, look at whether it's something to do with a particular thing in your life, or whether you just don't enjoy your job, or you're not having a relationship, or whether, regardless of these things, you still feel like it. Speak to your friends.
Yeah.
Have a look online, but don't go down the rabbit hole of looking online. Don't self-diagnose yourself.
Yeah.
It's far too easy. You might end up deciding you've got something far, far worse. Google always tells you you're about to die from whatever you look for.
Yeah.
Speaking to people is the most important thing, and also recognizing it. Don't brush it off. If you are feeling down, and you are feeling down regularly, or you're losing sleep, or you notice your behavior changing, do something sooner than later, because a week of feeling down can become a month, can become years, and then you've got so much further to climb back out.
Yeah. Just get on it as soon as possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's it. Anything else you'd like to add?
Just what I said, look after yourself and don't stay in a situation that can add to it, particularly with work. Like, in any job, you don't owe anyone anything but yourself.
Yeah.
It's real easy to let a job take over your life.
Yes. And again, especially in this industry.
Yeah.
Working long hours.
Yeah, and the social pressure, I think, as well, is the biggest thing with hospitality. Yeah. Like, you've always got to have a smile on your face because you're at work, or you're meeting people from work, and then you've got to go to this party because you've got it. That's just what it is during hospitality. You've got to be at all the things, and it gets on top of you.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I have that every now and then. So, like, you're coming out tonight? No. Why not? No.
Yeah. You know, it's so easy to get your arm twisted as well.
Yeah. And then that falls into not having money, and so I've got to pay rent.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cycle.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Lewis. We've been chatting at Drunken Octopus in one of their meeting rooms. Find them online and on Facebook. Wicked little hospitality centre where you can have meetings and quiet space and practice all sorts of stuff. Thank you, Lewis.
Thank you.
Been a pleasure, and we'll chat soon.
Awesome.